I'm not taking my clothes off, by the way. I heard that. Let's not get carried away. Come on, it's civilized. No, so basically, I don't really play the piano. And if you can notice, there's a piano here. But I like to write on the piano. I've only recently started writing on the piano because pretty much my entire life, well, my adult life, I've been writing with a guitar. And when you write with a guitar, it's this very introvert. You're sort of hunched over this. You spend your whole life in this position, just like looking inwards, being by yourself. And this thing just morphs into your body. And about 3 years ago, I decided to move to the countryside. And the first thing I felt when I got there, it was the first time I'd only lived in an apartment until that point. We moved into a lovely cottage, and I thought every house becomes a home when you put a piano in. So a good friend of mine, Tony, took me to a place where pianos go to die. And I picked up for about 400 quid, which sounds expensive, but in piano terms it means a piece of shit piano. And I brought this thing home, so proud, and I put it in my kitchen, and it's like having a drunk old uncle living in my house. Nobody's that sure if he should be there, but I love him. He's got some good old stories. He's really obnoxious. And I don't know why, the first day I put it there, I was really excited, and I went to sit at the piano, and I don't know why, but this is what people do when they sit at the piano. I went like this. As if I was about to break out into Beethoven. And it's what everybody does. Put anybody at a piano, and they'll straighten their back, fix their jacket. And I was staring at this thing, this terrifying instrument that I didn't really know what to do with. And I thought, okay, this is going to be interesting. Because it commands a lot of respect, the piano, in a weird way. My piano at home is kind of like this, but a little bit taller. And I just found myself staring at this block of wood. And it reminded me, when I was a kid, I went to Catholic school for like 3 years. And I just came from England, and I moved over to Switzerland, and I got thrown into this Catholic school. And like in the first week, they were like, go confess. And I was like, for what? And they said, well, it's either something you did or something you're going to do. Fair enough, okay, I'll go confess. And I got put into this booth, this wooden booth, and I was told God is listening. And I remember having a little giggle to myself. And then I realized through this little hole there was a priest listening on the other side. And then I found that I was just talking to this piece of wood for like 5 minutes, this wooden plank. And I loved that I was having a moment for myself. It was really bizarre. Even though I was a kid, I loved the fact that I actually could go through in my mind things that I probably shouldn't have done and things that I hope I don't do. And it took me straight back to that feeling I had when I was about 12 years old, and I sat at my piano at home, and it made me write this song here. Giving it all away for nothing. Such a foolish thing to do. I'm always looking for that extra something. My everything is you. Cause there's a fear that burns a fire in my soul. When I'm face to face with things I can't control. So this is my confession. My deep and darkest secret. I've been acting like my demons. Doing things I thought I'd never do. And I'm asking for redemption. I'm asking for forgiveness. All these things I've done to you. Things I thought I would never do. Things I thought I'd never do. And lost the game. And now it's easier to say what's on my mind than to carry on with all these lies. This is my confession, my deep and darkest secret. I've been acting like my demons, doing things I thought. thought I would never do. Things I thought I'd never do. Hiding the truth for way too long. Maybe I'm crazy, pouring my heart out in this song. But I've got to scream it at the top of my lungs. Baby, I was wrong. Thank you very much.